pleasure to welcome back a good friend to this radio show and this radio station, former news director Rick Allen. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Todd.
You are ready to premiere the big movie that you and so many people have been working so hard on. First of all, congratulations for getting that project done. It's a huge undertaking, isn't it?
It sure is, and thank you very much for that. It's a huge undertaking by so many people. We really feel this is kind of a community film, because we wouldn't have been able to do it without all the support that we got from different business owners, different people that provided us services, and then the acting and the production crew that took part in it. And you know, that's why we wanted to make sure that the people here in the local area got a chance to see it first.
The film is called Mutt. Tell me about it.
The film is about Mita Pavla, who is half Finnish, half Native American. Her original family is actually Athabaskan from Alaska. And she's brought back home as a young girl after her mother passes, to be raised here by her father's family, who is a very traditional Finnish family. And so they raise her in their sort of own environment, and she grows up in a Finnish family without ever really exploring this Native American side to her. Well, when she becomes an older woman and she meets a young man from the local Ojibwe tribe, she is then sort of face to face with this other ethnicity of hers that she's never really explored. And so, as she sort of embraces that, it causes some tensions with her Finnish family about, well, are you going to be Finnish or would you rather be Native American? And on the flip side, being somebody with, a mixed race background, and the boy that she meets comes from a, very traditional Native American family, she's not welcomed with open arms in that family either. So she's really caught in the middle.
This happened a lot, I suspect, 100, 120 years ago in this area. The term that we use in Baraga County is Findian. The mm-hmm. mixture of the Finnish immigrants and the local Native Americans. So I suspect that this is this story was perhaps not unique.
It definitely was not unique. And rather than being something that was popular, years and years ago, we found that it was still popular in the even today with people that experience these things. The story was developed between me and Erica Lord, who was a local resident, and these were her experiences. We took her experiences. We wrote a story about Mita Pavla. But as we were developing this story and doing the auditions, what we had were so many people coming to us saying, any way I can be a part of this film, whether I'm in it, whether I'm just helping, I just want to make sure this story gets told, because you're telling my story. These things happened to me and people don't realize that this happened, and I want people to know.
This was the first time you had ever taken on a project like this. What was the biggest surprise that you encountered?
Well, I knew it was going to be a huge project, and it was going to take a lot of resources and a lot of time. The biggest surprise I had was actually a pleasant one, and that was that I wasn't alone in wanting to see this happen, and that there were so many good, talented people here that we could pull into this project to make it as good as it turned out to be.
Now, it's going to premiere tonight at 7:30 at the Calumet Theater. Repeat showing tomorrow night at 7:30. No charge for this, but you're certainly accepting donations.
Yes, and I've been asked how come we didn't want to charge ticket prices for this. And the first reason was there's a amateur status you want to keep with a film that you want to then send to film festivals and get picked up by a distributor. Perhaps there's a theater release for the film, but certainly, something that would end up in DVD. But you can't be trying to make money off that film. It reduces your chance of getting distributed. So we had to keep it by donation only. The other thing is, the only reason why we were able to make this movie is because of donations that were sort of given to us. No actor has been paid for a single moment of their time in this film, though they have been promised small amounts of money. There are services that were provided for us that we had hoped to be able to pay at the time, but we just never were able to raise the money back then. So now we still need to pay those things. And then we have the promotion side of it. We need to get, draw attention to it at our film festivals, do more marketing with it. So we have all of these still expenses that are associated with the film. And until the film gets bought, we have no way to cover them.
That brings me to the next question. What is the future of this film? What happens down the road? And at some point, you'd obviously like to make some money off this project. How do you do that?
Well, we're going to continue a UP tour this summer. It's in 2 weeks from now. It's going to be in Baraga, showing at the KBOCC. And then the week after that, it's going to be in Marquette, showing at the Forrest Roberts Theater at NMU. We have a couple other stops that we're trying to plan for, other cities like Escanaba and Iron River and St. Ignace. Eventually, we'll come back and play at the Rosé Center in September. So there'll be a lot of more opportunities to see the film and for us to continue raising money for it. But this is sort of our big, first night or big party. Once that tour is done, then we have the film festivals in October and November. A distributor will then hopefully buy the film for us. Contracts can work like where they give you a lump sum and then you're done. You don't see any more money from that film. They make all the money off of it.
Right.
Or they give you a smaller sum with a plus a percentage. Then we're hopefully we get that one, actually, because we believe the film will do well and we want to be part of the film's success as it goes on. We'll take what money we're able to raise and put it into another film or a second and third film, because we want to continue growing this hub of independent film that we've started here with our film premiering, with the guys doing Superior in town doing their film, and continue to try to attract people that this is a great place to do small independent films.
Now, are you going to press DVD copies? Will they be available for people to purchase?
They will be. Probably not until spring or summer of next year, because we got a long process to go through that with that. But yes, they will be available for people here.
And I know you mentioned to me before we started this that you're going to be at PastiFest tomorrow. So if folks have questions about the film or would like to know more about it, I'm sure you'd be happy to talk to them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll have a booth there. We'll be running the trailer on our TV screen there in our booth. And stop on by, talk about the film and enjoy PastiFest and then stick around and see the second showing of Mud at the Calumet Theater.
Yeah, it's at 7:30 tomorrow night. And of course, 7:30 tonight for the premiere of Mud. Is there a website, a Facebook page that people can go to learn a little more?
Yeah, the best way to keep track of us, we have two Facebook pages. One is our Early Spring Productions Facebook page. The other is the Mutt Movie Facebook page. So Early Spring will kind of give you more news about different things that continue to go on. And the Mutt Movie Facebook page is solely about this film.
The flip side of what you've been doing since you left us has been what you just mentioned, Early Spring Productions. It's a video production company. What kind of work does Early Spring do?
We do we do some commercial business, like television commercials, business production videos. We've done a couple of documentaries, the FinFest DVD that was out, the commemorative DVD. We also did a Guts and Glory documentary, which is on the Guts Frisbee tournament. So we hope to see that shown at the Guts Frisbee tournament next month. So we have those kinds of things going on. Our new thing that we're launching is, we call it Actors on Film. It's put together like a community acting troupe who do their acting on film rather than on stage, and put together a YouTube channel that will air our own programming, our own original programming. So we have basically like a web television series we're putting together, plus some short films. And if people want to get involved in acting on film, that's a great opportunity.
And if I had a business and I wanted to put a video together, maybe for my website or something like that, you could do that for me?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. How would I get in touch with you?
You can email me at rick@earlyspring.net. If you give me a call at 482-6087. I'd love to talk to you about it.
Your office is still over in the Judula Center?
Yep. Yeah.
Very good. Hey, Rick Allen, congratulations again. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hope you have a wonderful evening tonight, and everybody that's involved in putting that production together, hope it just goes really, really well. Rick Allen here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.